In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hi everyone. Welcome to Common Prayer. I'm Kathy B. and it's Monday, day 29 of our journey through this season of Lent, and we're getting closer and closer to Easter. And we have been in the process of intentionally preparing our hearts and paying closer attention to what God is up to in us and around us. And we're attempting together to discover in new ways the extraordinary in the ordinary, and to allow ourselves to even be surprised by God when we least expect it. I hope and I pray that this time will serve each of you and encourage you to pay a new and holy attention to the activities of your ordinary lives every day. So that's just a reminder of why we're here. It's to encounter God and His Son Jesus, and to allow Him to transform us, to be more and more like Him. And our word for today is, at first hearing, maybe not what you'd expect to hear during Lent, but I think you'll discover that it actually has everything to do with it. Our word for today is serve, and our scripture is Matthew 20:28, and it says, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others, and to give His life as a ransom for many." And I want to invite you now to take our holy minute and ask the Lord to calm and center your heart and mind on Him so that you can hear what He has for you today, and pay some fresh attention to this important word, serve. So let's do that right now. Have you ever read a Bible verse? Maybe one that you've read hundreds of times before, and all of a sudden it just jumps off the page and into your heart like it has never done before? Well, that is kind of what happened to me when I read our verse for today. Matthew 20:28 says, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and to give His life as a ransom for many." And I think it strikes me, you all, because when Jesus took the time to explain His whole reason for coming here to us, He was so simple and really direct: to serve and to give. Not to be served. Not to grab the spotlight in the center of the stage, not to make a name for Himself or attract attention or to become successful or famous or powerful or idolized, which He easily could have done. No, that kind of thing wasn't what He was about. I love how a couple verses before our verse says this: Jesus called them together, His disciples, and said, "You know that the rulers in this world lord it over their people, and officials flaunt their authority over those under them. But among you, it will be different. Whoever wants to be a leader among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first among you must be your slave. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and to give his life as a ransom for many. And I was thinking that in this time of Lent, that I think Jesus would love to give us new eyes to see why he came and what he did. He came to serve and to give his life. And our calling is to follow in his steps. Serving isn't first and foremost signing up to be an usher or a small group leader, although we can do that. Our calling isn't most importantly what we do as much as it is who we are, who we are called to become, and that is one who has a heart to serve others. And I love how Romans 8:29 reminds us that God's intention for us is to be conformed to the image of his Son. So let me just ask you, what is your view of serving? What's your view of serving? Is it about what you feel like you need to do for God? Is it about who you're allowing God to transform you to be? Would you just take a few moments now and talk to him about that? And then, are you willing to ask God to help you? Are you willing to ask God to help you become and to have the heart of one who serves others? Just as his heart wasn't to be served, but to serve and to give himself, to lay down his life for us on the cross, would you ask him to make you willing? I'd love to just tell you a story that comes from a wonderful children's book called The Velveteen Rabbit. And it is told through the character of the Skin Horse. Here's the story. The Skin Horse had lived longer in the nursery than any of the others. He was so old that his brown coat was bald in patches and showed the seams underneath, and most of the hairs in his tail had been pulled out to string bead necklaces. He was wise, for he had seen a long succession of mechanical toys arrive to boast and to swagger, and by break their mainsprings and pass away. And he knew that they were only toys and would never turn into anything else. For nursery magic is very strange and wonderful, and only those playthings that are old and wise and experienced like the Skin Horse understand all about it. "What is real?" asked the rabbit one day when they were lying side by side near the nursery fender before Nana came to tidy the room. "Does it mean having things that buzz inside you and a stick-out handle?" "Real isn't how you were made," said the Skin Horse. "It's a thing that happens to you. When a child loves you for a long, long time, not just to play with, but really loves you, then you become real." "Does it hurt?" asked the rabbit. "Sometimes," said the Skin Horse, for he was always truthful. "When you are real, you don't mind being hurt." "Does it happen all at once, like being wound up?" he asked, "or bit by bit?" "It doesn't happen all at once," said the Skin Horse. "You become. It takes a long time. That's why it doesn't often happen to people who break easily, or have sharp edges, or who have to be carefully kept. Generally, by the time you are real, most of your hair has been loved off, and your eyes drop out, and you get loose in the joints and very shabby. But these things don't matter at all, because once you are real, you can't be ugly, except to the people who don't understand. Isn't that a great story? For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and to give his life as a ransom for many. Lord Jesus, would you make us real and put within us a heart to become like you? Not one who does serving or who loves to be served, but who serves others just like you. We know that's what you want. Amen. For our daily practice, today is a simple one, and it's just this. Experiment throughout the day with this prayer, and I hope that you can pray it sincerely. Lord, please bring someone across my path today whom I can serve. Lord, please bring someone across my path today whom I can serve. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.